Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
Arrive at 42, 45, wasted two relationships, 4 years, 5 years. Set these boundaries. You're not in school. You're not in university. So we could say that, oh, you're still, the two of you are, and all that university love. In fact, I don't understand it. I'm sorry if I'm offending some people. I don't understand it. We sent you there. Because me now, I'm paying university fees for some child. I sent you there for degree. Career degree. Not to go and bring me any wife or marry you. You bring me marriage degree. Why? What kind of fruit is that? I don't understand it. I'm sorry. Someone who lives according to purpose understands the times and the seasons. For everything under the sun, there is a time and a season. Peradventure, I'm just postulating. Maybe the time you're in university is actually for you to pursue a bachelor's degree. What do you think? Is my thinking messy? If you're now going to be doing this love thing, maybe towards the end of your, even then, self, you don't have a job, oh. You have not even, please, don't get me upset, honestly. Maybe because I'm nearing that, any child that tries it, in fact. Plus that child and the person they bring, they may not like what I will say. Father, don't try me, I beg, oh. I'm begging you, you know? So don't waste time. Bible says that hope deferred makes the heart sick. You are stringing her along. You are stringing him along. There is no point. Set a boundary, a time boundary. When I enter into a relationship, by the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th month, we should be talking about marriage. If by the 8th month, I have still not proved to you that I am husband or wife material, you don't have it. If by then you still don't have the feeling that this is one I can take to the altar, drop that person. Give them that ultimate. It is okay. Give it to them. You are not getting any younger, girl. Guy, you too. They are going to ask you. See, there are some questions they don't ask mother-in-law, even for guys. And you appear there that I want to marry your daughter. Should he marry? It's because of your age they're asking, you know. I'm telling you, it's because of your age. If you are 26 and you appear there, it's very unlikely that any woman will be asking, should he marry? But when you are 37, should he be more? They'll start asking you questions. So plus guy, plus girl, put a time boundary to this thing. Put a time boundary to it. Tell yourself, look, if we start dating, if in the second, third month, I should be able to tell whether this thing should progress further. And in that time, please, emotionally, don't be loose with the word I love, with that phrase, I love you. Don't be loose with it. How many girls are you going to love? How many guys are you going to love until you get married? Don't be too loose with it. Let it mean something to you. Let it mean something to you. Be very, put a boundary on the expectations. The expectations, the promises. Put a boundary on it. Girls, don't allow guys promise you some things that you know at that point in that relationship, he has no right promising you. It messes with your emotions. Guys, you to be sure that, look, before I start promising this girl this thing, I have crossed a certain boundary that I set, and I have seen that this thing is going this way. Am I making sense? Put a boundary. In dating, put a boundary on your emotions. Put a boundary on your emotions. Praise the Lord. A third place to put a boundary on is your spiritual connection with this person. Put a boundary on your spiritual connection. Yes. That you are dating doesn't mean you need to. I've heard some people, they are dating. The girl, they've not married. The girl has changed church. She has begun to attend. It's the same mentality that makes me go to his house and start washing his clothes and start dusting. You know, I will soon be mommy in the house. I will soon own this house. Let me start buying curtain. Why? So it's that same mentality. And before you know it, you are just 6 months, 5 months into the marriage now. They are calling you Ayobi, Benifa. You know how they join names. And then when you break up, what? What? We've already joined your names. We've already been calling you Benifa. Hashtag this. Then what happened? The hashtag did not tag again. Why? See, there are some things that emotions, the other party, with their maybe exuberance, personality, some people fall in love faster than others. Have you noticed? I'm sure you have such friends. Today they are in love with this person. Tomorrow is another person. I thought he's a, who? You know, that's just the way it does me. There are people like that. Then they will go and hook up to someone else and carry that, you know, that flighty. And the person doesn't know that that's the way they are. Does not know that last year it was someone else, unless they now find a good friend that calls them down. Bros, yeah, that's how he goes, you know, just be careful. You understand? Very few people get people who sit them down to say that. So you get carried with that emotion and you to begin to do wife material with this person. Then some months, weeks down the line, she too just feels, I don't feel like that. And then that's it. You have to go and explain to everybody again that you have, and you've messed up the other party. You need you, that they are messing up. Tell yourself, there are some lines we don't cross. And that he took you to his house and you met his mother is no factor. I mean, we know the person that has carried yam. He had carried yam before they realized that that thing wasn't really what they wanted. They had gone to, after carrying yam to the girl's house, is when you wake up to realize that, it's not going to work. Do you know how many weeks to marriage that would be? If not 1 week. Uh-huh. Yes, you've dropped yam. You've carried your whole family there. That you know his brothers and his sisters, or you know her brothers and her sisters, is no. Which boundary did you set? You see, when you set boundaries, it does not depend on the other party. It's you. So you've told yourself that, look, I don't cross this line until after the 7th, 8th. You know, when people do crazy boundaries too. We don't go to bed until after the second date. It's a boundary. It's a boundary. And you know it's a boundary. No, okay, so nobody is going to go and say I advocated that they should go to bed after the second date. Abi? Nobody heard that from me. But they set such boundaries. So you too set a boundary until the 8th month of consistent dating. that we're looking at you and we're watching you and we're knowing that, yes, everything I said I want is happening. We don't do this. And I'm not talking sexuality now. I'm just talking generally and with your emotions. Set those boundaries. Praise the Lord. So I was talking spiritual boundaries, sorry. So the first thing I expect any girl, any guy to do, first of all, you've already ascertained that this person is born again, presumably. Abi, it is not 6 months into the marriage that the relationship has said, ah, you're born again, sha. No, something is wrong with you. You, not the girl. You know. So you've already ascertained that. So which church does she go to? Which church does he go to? Visit. Fellowship with them a few times. So that you understand the spiritual bent of who you are hooking up with. If it is a place where they do a lot of fire, and you come from maybe a place where it's, prayer. Your water is killing their fire. You know? And you come from a place where it's just, we pray, we say amen, we're good, God has heard us, you understand? God said it, I believe it. That settles it. But she or he comes from, no, we kill it, we bind it, we lose it, we kick it. We give it such bodily harm that it can never rise again. You've gone to that church. You've seen what they do there. You know that there's likely to be, there will be friction. So you begin, that's another boundary you have to ask yourself, do I want to cross? Is it a negotiable boundary for me? Is it negotiable? If, for example, all that fire she's mentioned, I'm going to kill it. I know I will water it down. Have a conversation. See, your fire and my water. How are we going to do this? Have a conversation. How are we moving on? Why? Your spirituality is so key in your marriage. You cannot toy with it. You cannot begin to say that we don't pray together because the way she prays is different from the way I pray. It can't work. Am I making sense? So have that conversation. This boundary is not negotiable. It is not negotiable. So you know that you're going to do discipleship for the first few months of marriage, if they allow, if they have agreed. Am I making sense? Your spirituality, the boundaries must be clear. Yes, ise wa nbe. To ba le se. And if the other party too agrees that, yes, I need to be worked, I need work. Yes, I see your point, but I just don't know how to get out of this, religion or religious mindset or whatever mindset that I have. Am I making sense? So, work on that. Spiritual boundaries need to be set. You need to set boundaries, and I know you know I'm coming. You need to set boundaries around your sexuality. You need to, yes. David, yes. Why are you grinning? Why are you smiling? Sexuality is important, is it not? Yes, very important. Yeah. Two-somes, three-somes? No. Male and female created them. Not males and female, or females and male. Is it one-some or two-some now? Just two people. Two people, please. Two people. You understand? Your sexuality. When I talk about your sexuality now, I'm not just talking about whether the person is gay or transgender or LGBTQ plus whatever it is we are. Okay, I'm not talking about that. Now I'm talking about, the question you usually get, how far should we go when we're dating? Should we kiss? Should we fondue? There are children here, so I will stop there. Because I know you know that there are several other degrees before we get to the actual matter. Sometimes those degrees, by the time you collect them, there's no point doing the actual thing anymore. You finish the whole matter before you get married. What you are doing is formality. So that when we are joining you, do you take this woman, you say, I did. some of us have crossed. Eh? Not I will, I did. I already did. Pastor, skip to the next question. Next, you know. So, how far should we go? The funny thing is that, you see, Christianity is such a this thing now that you have to be looking. You see, in the Bible, it doesn't say how far you should go. What it says is flee. It doesn't say how far you should go. It says how far you should be removed from it. When you're asking me the question of how far you should go, I don't know what to answer you. Because the Bible doesn't tell me how far you should go. It tells me that every appearance of evil, flee it. See, when that thing is coming near you, you do as Jesus did. Get thee behind me, Satan. And you move far away. It is not how far you should go. It isn't. Because you go this far with A, you won't even get there with B, and all everything is. So what you need to do, the line you need to ask yourself every time you get to that question, what we're doing, is it motivated by sexual desire or affection? The kiss I gave her or him, is it sexual desire or affection? If sexual desire is anywhere near it, don't fan it. Move away. Move away. Sometimes it is even in that sexual desire being fanned that the girl will realize that I don't like the way he kisses, and that is the reason why I'm breaking. I don't like the way she kisses, and that's the reason you won't be able to tell us that that's why when you come to meet me. You will now look for all sorts of reasons, but you know. You will now be telling me how, her mother did not, is a lie. You know why you are breaking up. Because you went and started licking the forbidden fruits. Mm-hmm. So ask yourself, is this by affection or sexual desire? But guys and girls, set that boundary too. This is what we do. We don't do this. I'm sure you do know that once you have crossed that sexual line, it makes it a little more difficult to see more objectively. It makes it a bit more difficult, especially for girls. It makes it difficult to see more objectively. It makes it difficult to see more objectively. Because between you and I, yeah, I know this is the age of he didn't use me, we used ourselves. Don't fool yourself. It doesn't count, Mita. You are fooling yourself. It is recording. I'm telling you, I'm a girl, it is recording. Oh, you think you are just this human, that this body that is walking around? Your soul is making count. Your soul is ticking. And that act is beyond the body. It is beyond the body. You need to understand that your soul is ticking. You want to arrive somewhere and then you are, and that silly creature called the devil will tell you, let's go ahead and do it. On this, he will send one demon to stand on this shoulder. It's okay, go ahead. Then by the time you go, you come and you see yourself. You stand on this other, you see yourself, idiot. You call yourself a Christian. Yeah. Something happens in marriage, maybe, I don't know, you face one infertility issue. He comes, it's because of what you did before you got married, though. That's why. And meanwhile, God has forgiven you, but to cross the line of forgiving yourself becomes even more difficult. Don't draw that boundary line. Draw that boundary line once and for all. So in marriage, how do we do it? How do we draw the boundary line in marriage? After all, they have accepted yams already on my behalf. How do I begin to tell you there is a boundary? Madam, the boundary was nullified. There was no after I drop the yam, anything I want, I do to you. Not true. Not true. In marriage too, you set personal boundaries. For example, personal boundaries of love. You owe me love. You owe me. It is not whether you feel like it or you don't. You owe me love. Beyond the vow you made, the fact that you agreed to cross this line with me, guy, girl, you owe me love. That's a boundary, and you do not negotiate it. Don't allow any man or any woman make a mess of you. You owe me love. Demand it. See, when you come before your father to say, this person has defrauded me, heaven will hear your case. Heaven will hear your case because it is a case made in righteousness. You owe love. That's a boundary. Never negotiate it. Praise the Lord. Whether you are the man, whether you are the woman, you owe love. You owe honesty. You owe honesty. That's a boundary line too. You draw that line. When a spouse is being dishonest, tell them to their face, you owe me honesty. Don't negotiate it. Don't negotiate it. I deserve it. That's what you signed up for. Stick to it. You're a person of integrity. You're a Christian. Then stick to honesty. You owe me faithfulness. That's a boundary line. If anybody crosses that boundary line, you need to call them to order. You need to call them to. Don't lie low. You're on. Not this kind of man. You see, the kind of men that do it or do that, they should not have even called, they shouldn't have noticed you. Yes, they should not have noticed you. So, in Rotonche, I did not go there at all. I chose you because I knew you are not of that stock. So you owe me faithfulness. So actually, you owe Tosin faithfulness. No? Praise the Lord. You owe faithfulness. You owe your spouse self-control. It was the devil that made me do it. No. No. Set that physical boundary. You don't touch me. Mm-mm. You don't batter me. You do not assault me. I am no punching bag. Male or female, because I hear women too. You know? And it's more difficult for a man to go and admit that his wife beat him. Who do you tell? Eh? Who do you tell that one that madam beat me? Ah! How? But they do. I've heard. In fact, I was watching on BBC how many men, they were giving the statistics of the most domestic violence against men. I said, hi. Now, wow. Not in Africa, Abi. It's happening, bros. It is happening. In fact, in Africa, these are that they are able to give statistics in the UK. They can't give it. Nobody is reporting it. You take a knife to your neck. You are not going out. When after they've done that, you respect yourself. So, okay, maybe, no. You just sit down and watch Arsenal and whatever, Liverpool. You never liked football before. You will like it by force. You sit at home. You owe me your self-control. Praise the Lord. No physical abuse. Draw that boundary line as well. So also in marriage, you can say no sometimes. When I say no, I don't mean... Yes, even in that, you can say no. I beg. Can't come and kiss someone. Someone can't come and die. Can say no. You can say no in love. I married guys know what I'm talking about. The girls, the single ones don't know, Abby. They don't say no in marriage. Single people, nobody says no. Married people, you know you can say no. You can say no. I'm tired. But not too often, no. You cannot be on your period for 2 weeks, so you know. But you can't get tired. You can't have had a hard day. But I mean, you say no now. By the time you get down to it, you make up for that day you said no. Double for his trouble, or double for her trouble. You know, You fire up. What is wrong with this man? He started laughing. Why? Okay, it's a follow-up to some discussion you've been having. Okay, very good. Because you should not be this tickled by this particular... I don't understand. You should not be this tickled by this particular... It's a follow-up discussion. What kind of discussion were you having? Praise the Lord. So, boundaries are more about you than your partner. So don't be setting boundaries so that he will change, she will change. I set boundaries now, she will have to change. No, they're more about you than your partner. So there are three parts to setting boundaries. Number one, identify your boundaries. Be very clear of what you need before you try to communicate it to say, hey, you see, the thing about boundaries, there are all these small children here now. So when it comes to sexuality, for example, so there are some things you see the way I'm talking, so that as if the microphone is not already projecting it. Especially when it comes to the marriage bed. So there are some things that are widely accepted in the world as sex. Do you understand? It's okay. The world says it's okay. In fact, in church, if you say you don't want to do it, we'll call you a prude. What's wrong with you? But please don't let anybody force you to cross a boundary, especially in sex that you're not comfortable with. Don't. Sex, the marriage bed is meant to be enjoyed by both parties. And anything that crosses you, first and foremost, the dividing line, does it cause you pain? I mean physical pain. Does it cause physical pain? Don't indulge in it, even if the other party is enjoying it. If he or she loves you enough, they will not even ask you to do it if it causes physical pain. So there are some things we do that can cause physical pain, even though one party will enjoy it. Yes, a word is enough for the wise. That's what he just said in Yoruba. A word is enough for the wise. Okay. Secondly, that it is widely accepted and you are not comfortable with it. It's okay to say no. It's so, even though it is widely accepted, even though you see the funny thing about this world, when Paul said, "Do not be conformed to this world," it is surprising how much we have conformed. How much we have accepted things and we've said, yeah, because we met it that way. But the word of God is very clear on those things. But you know, even when you read it, sometimes you skip such places because it's okay now. How many people will I go and say, tell that I don't do this? Remember that thing we had in this at that time when we were talking, you know, when we used to gather. And one Baba said, we were talking about the other kind of, and the Baba said, "What is your mouth for? Is it for eating or something else?" Everybody. Again, a word is enough for the wise. You know, the man was very upset with everybody. How are you doing this with your mouth? Praise the Lord. Identify your boundaries. Communicate your boundaries or expectations clearly, calmly. Sometimes, please. You see, some boundaries you do not know can be crossed until someone actually crosses them. You don't even know that it's a boundary. But once they cross it, please don't let it happen twice. So the first time we say that you're a victim, the second time you become a participator. By the third time, you're an enabler. Yes. Some boundaries, you don't even know that the other party can cross it. For example, I would not maybe think of, after being married for so long now, I would not maybe think of sitting my husband down and say, "You see, slapping me is a no-no." When he didn't slap, he hasn't slapped me in the last 20-something odd years. Why would we be having, so God forbid that he does it. So, we will immediately have that conversation. You understand? So there are some boundaries that you don't even know you need to communicate until the person crosses them. Don't waste time. Communicate it very calmly, very clearly. Let them know, I don't want this. Let them know this doesn't work for me. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise God. So, look at your individual needs. Each person, this is what I will accept, this is what I can't accept. Compare lists, the two of you. You'll be very shocked that your list will overlap. That the things that, because you see, as much as we may downplay God talking to you when you now, I mean, talking to you when you meet your spouse or you going to your, I saw you in a boat, I was rowing alone, all of a sudden you joined me. We don't see all of that anymore. But God still actually matches us. He actually pairs us. So really, you will find the two of you agreeing on some things. Agreeing on, compare those lists. Set priorities. Set priorities and define success. So I want to stop here.
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,